You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
If you wanted to rank advance to a high level rank, one that required a big jump in team volume in the next 3 to 6 months, but only had 3 to 5 hours a day to work, mostly from inside the home at night. I love all these like qualifiers, like, and you had to have one hand tied behind your back, and you only had a left eye, and you had to wear a funny hat, right? And you had to sit in a pool of water, right? I just love all these qualifiers. It's kind of funny. Let me tell you, 3 to 5 hours a day, you could build, my guess would be somewhere between a $1 to $3 million a year business if, which no one does, but if you spent 80% of that 3 to 5 hours actually prospecting, you'd build a $1 million business. 3 to 5 hours a day is an insane amount of time. And you can do it at night, in your home, with an eye patch, wearing a funny hat, sitting in a pool of water, eating strawberries, like all those different qualifiers that you think keep it tough for you. You can do all those things and some and still build a seven-figure business. If you spent the 80% of the 3 to 5 hours a day actually prospecting. Now, no one does, because they'll spend time studying, which is good to a degree. They'll spend time complaining. They'll spend time finding reasons of, I better shuffle my papers more. I better sharpen my pencils. And you know what? That garage is so messy right now. And, of course, I should go and organize the soup cans in the kitchen cabinet. They'll do everything but prospect. And they'll say, I work 3 to 5 hours a day. No, you don't. No, you don't. Work about 10 minutes a day. Like most people work about 10 minutes a day. You seriously put in 3 to 5 hours a day and you spend even half of that prospecting, you will build a freaking empire. It won't be month one. It may not even be month six, but by month 12, you will be freaking crushing it. I mean, you will be making so much money. You're hiring tax planners. You got all kinds of stuff coming out your ears because, no one does that though, because it's uncomfortable. It sucks. No one wants to do it. They want to do anything but prospect. But 3 to 5 hours, like if you were telling me I only have 30 minutes a day, okay, 30 minutes a day, definitely tougher. But if you spend 80% of that 30 minutes a day at night, wearing a funny hat, eating radishes, sitting in a pool of water, if you did 30 minutes a day prospecting, you'd build an empire. It would take a little bit longer, right? 3 to 5 hours a day, my God, that's an intense amount of time, okay? Next, Selvina. Selvina says, I create a Facebook group for those who said no to the business opportunity. Okay. And I share my products on the group. However, I do not have much response. I mean, it kind of makes sense, I think, unless I'm missing something. How do I proceed to make it work out so that I can have a small pool of customers? So, are you adding them to the group if they express interest in the products? Because if you're not, then this is just crazy town, right? Someone says no, you say, okay, thanks so much. Do you know anyone that does? Okay, no. Okay, great. And you move on. And you can still follow up with them if you wish. But to add them to a group, if they didn't express interest in being in that group or interest in the product, is kind of crazy town. You're kind of spinning your wheels there. And so how do you get a pool of customers? It's by you reaching out to people and engaging their interest and seeing if they're open to it. And if they are, then you tell them about it. And so I think some people are going a little overboard with this whole Facebook group strategy. Just understand that every group you ever create is an extreme amount of time for you to pump culture into it, which is what makes a group great. And so it takes an intense amount of time for us to make Rank Makers great. It's a Facebook group, and us to make that culture great, it takes an intense amount of time. I couldn't even comprehend, what if I created a group around all the people that said no to Rank Makers, right? And I tried to sell them other stuff. I couldn't make that awesome. How could I possibly make it awesome? It couldn't be, right? And so, I'd be careful on why you're creating Facebook groups. What's the thought process behind it? If someone's interested in a particular, topic, fine. But just know, to make it awesome, it's going to be an intense amount of time. Okay. Norma, I'm having a hard time coming up with curiosity posts for services. Could you help with this? All you gotta do is think of the benefits of your service, right? So if your service is you save on long distance, then talk about saving money as a homeowner, right? If your service is, credit repair, then talk about the different options you get when you have good credit. If your service is a, you know, saving on travel, then talk about all the different things, that all the different places you can visit once you're saving more money on travel. So just think of the benefits. That's what you think about, whether it's a product or a service. And our last company, we were a service, and it was, you know, pretty simple to come up with benefits there and do curiosity posts to attract people to us. So just think of, why does someone join your business? Why does someone become a customer? And flip it on its head and use curiosity in that way. So hopefully this was helpful to you. I may do more of these. If there's interest, let me know. And I hope you got value from this. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.